Well, tonight, President Trump is expected to name his nominee to the Supreme Court. Depending on how that nomination fares in the Senate, the new justice may be on the court in time to hear a case of particular interest to the president. It involves an EPA water regulation opposed by manufacturers, farmers, and as NPR's Greg Allen reports, golf course owners like President Trump.
Donald Trump owns a dozen U.S. golf courses. The jewel may be Trump National Doral here just outside Miami. It's a resort with a hotel and a spa. At a campaign event in October, Trump said he was especially proud of Doral's four golf courses.
I must tell you, the land is great. The golf courses are, as you know, the Blue Monster is one of the great courses of the world. It's a brand new Blue Monster.
Under a rule adopted by the Obama administration in 2015, the Blue Monster and all golf courses in the U.S. would be subject to closer federal regulation. The Waters of the United States rule applies clean water regulations to thousands of new streams, lakes, and wetlands. A long list of industries, including the golf industry, have fought the rule, filing lawsuits that have put it on hold. Bob Helland is with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. He says under the rule, courses may now need federal permission before applying fertilizer or pesticides.
Many of our routine activities would be deemed as a discharge into waters of the United States and could not move forward without getting a required permit.
Trump's course superintendents are members of Helen's association. Trump has stepped back from management, but the Trump organization still owns the courses. Now, as U.S. president, he's pledged to roll back the rule. His nominee to head the EPA, Scott Pruitt, is also a staunch opponent of the Waters of the U.S. rule. As Oklahoma Attorney General, he filed a lawsuit to overturn it. For the Trump administration, overturning the rule isn't something that can be done through executive order. The EPA would have to restart the lengthy rulemaking process. John Devine is an attorney with the National Resources Defense Council.
Repealing a rule requires a full public process and has to be justified by the law and the evidence available. And in the case of the Clean Water Rule, that's going to be rough sledding for the Trump administration.
This month, the Supreme Court decided to weigh in, agreeing to hear a case that will determine which federal court has jurisdiction over the rule. It's possible Trump's nominee to the court will hear a case in which, as a golf course owner, he has a personal stake, creating a conflict of interest. Larry Liebesman, a former EPA and Justice Department lawyer, says any action by the White House or the EPA is now likely to be put on hold until there's a Supreme Court ruling on jurisdiction.
It gives the administration a little downtime to figure out how to handle the situation, and also suggests that maybe Congress may step in and legislate on this issue as well.
This month, two Republican senators, Joni Ernst from Iowa and Deb Fischer from Nebraska, introduced a resolution to begin that process. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.